Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there. Beyond the sky, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
This is wonderful. And again, my friends, good to be here. No, I have a lot to say. I have a lot to say. And you're listening to the Blog Talk Radio Network. And the Blog Talk, I already said the Blog Talk Radio Network. And Cosmic Philosopher. I am Tim Aldred. And here I am again. I'm getting old. And I am aware of it. But I intend to keep on saying things I know I must say. Because I hold civilization the most precious thing. I don't hold homosexuals as anything precious. And the reason why I'm vehement about it is because in all of history, I don't see any plan in nature for homosexuality. You understand what I have to say? Now, you may out there and saying, well, to each his own, really, not I don't see any of that in nature. When hurricane come, when all these floods of water more than we can stand come down, homosexuality don't have anything to do with it. When a lot of people suffer from a lot of nature blasts against these kind of iniquity on the earth, they don't belong here. And if you want to think that white people who come from Europe invade our territory, and now we are almost gone because of their disease, white people disease, the sodomites disease. They're right now, they want to put back Trump into being president. And what are we Africans are saying about it? Listen, whether you agree, I don't expect anybody to agree with me unless they are civilized and they know what they're reading in the Bible when they read it. You see, because if I was a Christian, you know, my parents were Christian. So if anybody has an argument and you want to, like, make it seem like, you know, people have a right to do what they want to do, you know what? You need to show me that. We're in any history book, it says that. I don't think, not even in the Bible, that I don't put the Bible in anybody's hands these days. Since I come to understand that the Bible is not a civilized book. It's not that some things not in there that are good. I wouldn't say that. And you might want to, like, tell me then, why are you quoting the scripture if you don't believe in the Bible? You need to make a distinction about this. Because the Bible is not a one-authored book. Did you know that? You got to be careful about things that the church don't tell you. The church will not tell you, because it didn't tell me either. I am telling you what I have found out, that the Bible is not a good book. The Bible. See, they make no distinction between, let's say, two things. They don't give you a distinction between the condition in Palestine when Caesar Augustus was there and when they come up with Jesus. I mean, not back in that time. Do you know that back 2,000 years ago, there was no white Jesus at all? There was no European Jesus. Do you know that? You need to know that. I'm telling you, that's why you need to know the difference between BC era and AD Anno Domini. Because they are the ones that ended the usage of AD Anno Domini calendar. These brute beasts, sodomites, they are the ones that do it. And you know, they don't have any right to do that and to bring their AD Anno Domini Jesus and say it's a government. No, they need to be kicked out right now. Because there is no way they can prove that I'm wrong in what I'm saying. But they want to make us think this faggot AD Anno Domini so-called government must rule us. Well, no. We know we have kingship. And let's talk about it. Isn't it so that civilization exists thousands and thousands of years before these white people, 509, steal, take over. The indigenous people, land. Yeah. We exist before they come and talk about they are invading us and all that. We existed before that. Something happened that caused this whole thing to be happening, and you have excuses for it in the Bible. When they talk about the Tower of Babel, what is the Tower of Babel? You are not to use the Bible to believe those things, because as the white people start in Christianity, bring up all those foolishness into the world and change our understanding of civilization. That's what happened. And if you think they're talking about, I mean, one of the things that is really, really destroying the African people is because we don't know our own laws. You get it? We do not know our own laws. Because I'm telling you right now, if they cut me off this radio, this PC radio, they don't know what I would do next. They do not know what I would do next if they, like, say, cut me half of it. Now I can talk. People can hear me. It's up to them. They can't say they don't hear. But what I am trying to tell you, we are under this situation because of white people coming from apes, their descendants. Apes are parents of white people. There is no question about it. Okay, you've got to know about products that is manufactured, that you buy it to use it, you know, it, even in food, buying food products. And even in things that are not food products, but other type of processes where they take things that they are using from one dimension to another dimension to another dimension till they get it exactly where they want perfection out of what they're doing, right? So you think about when you take the energy of something and take it through a few more processes of energy until they get it at the right energy where it is marketable then. This is what we are looking at. When you engraft a plant with another, you ever taste an engrafted fruit? When you engraft a tree, it could be an orange tree, and you engraft it with a different tree, it's not going to be on that limb. Well, because you know, you don't have to engraft all of the tree, you can just engraft certain extension of the tree. We call it branch, right? And that's what's going to be engrafted. It's not the entire tree. Now, in order for you to engraft a tree and make it be the engrafted whole tree, say you would maybe cut off the other rest, the branches, and just let the engrafted part grow. But it won't be the same tree anymore. It will be a mixed breed of that energy that formed that engrafted tree. All right. Well, when a man and a woman from two different blood have a child, that child is not going to look like the same parent blood that it come from. Even in natural process of let's say two people of the same blood, a male and a female, beget a child. It is the same blood, but I tell you what, because you have a variation of the features, the looks of the person. Some of the child gonna look, some part of the child will look like the mother, makeup and other and the other part of them like their father. All right. So what I am bringing to you is the changes that are made in interbreeding. Okay? There's another part of the process of changing or bringing forth a crossbreeding situation. You could say the man and the woman naturally cross because their child is going to, you know, like, don't look exactly the man or exactly the woman because they got the two portions from the mother and the father, right? That's how I know it. You know it different? Call me and tell me. 347-850-1358. Okay? So it's four. Now, get back to the what I am supposed to tell you. If I did mess up into that first number, now listen to it now. I'm going to make sure I have it correctly. 347-850-1358. I wouldn't like that anybody fail to call me because I didn't give them the right number, right? As long as I am here talking these things, I want people to hear me. I want I want them to able to access talking to me here. Because if you feel inspired to respond to certain things that I'm saying, I want you to exercise your liberty, your freedom to call me and dish out on me what you have. Because like I'm saying, you should know that I am that type of person. I'm ready to talk to you anytime. I am not set up like some people on radio. You know, they're running a business or something like that. I'm not running a business. You can talk to me just like you meet me in the street. This is the way I am operating here. And nobody, as far as paying the bills for me to be here, nobody out there that said that they're supporting me. with your tax money or whatever it is. No, because I'm not taking the dust of a penny from nobody. Anybody, any part of the world can call in to this station. Call the Cosmic Philosopher. And we will be talking. I am going to, you're going to be able to tell me what you think and what converts into your feelings. So I am telling you that white people, the reason why we are here and we don't have any government but AD Anna Domini. And if I'm to ask you, where AD Anna Domini come from? What is the origin of it? Of course, it has to have an intangible beginning. Where AD Anna Domini originate from? Where, when did Christmas begin? When Easter begun? What I'm trying to tell you, when these white people cock themselves up in Washington and talk about the White House, you don't know what they're talking about. You'd have to know where they come from in America, just like in Palestine. When they talk about Jerusalem, you think is for white people? No. But when I tell you that the if we had been under kings and queens before 2,000 years ago, and who are we under now? Faggots! Who invade everywhere we are? We were first in what? Indigenous people. What indigenous mean? Just the other day, somebody was corresponding with me and they did not agree with certain things I said. When I respond to the person replied and said to me, now I got it when I look up the word indigenous. The person didn't know what indigenous mean, but it means first people. And you bet, there was a time when I didn't know either what it meant. But now I know, because I look it up and I find out. So, I mean, in that case, the person and myself, you know, go through the same experience. So it is, I am glad. If we don't know, we won't be able to apply ourselves to what is right. You just understand that is the easiest way to get yourself out of thinking foolishness is to look up the truth. And if that's the way you want to go with your life, throw away the nonsense. Why do you think I should sit down with the Bible and talk about Jesus, where Jesus is nothing more than a character that white people make up? They don't want to tell you and remind you that they invaded us. They will not. They will talk about we are Americans. They are not Americans. White people, not American. They want their intention to spread around the world. I ask the God to please help us with this. Because there is no truth about white people in America, and them call themselves American. There is no truth to that. No truth to that. It's not a government. And they can talk about Trump is committing uprising and all them kind of thing. They can do that to him because guess what? He's under the power of a D and a Domini. I am not. So, this speed that I'm using, it is, you know, it is offered to people to own it under a D and a Domini. Now, where in history tell you that a D and a Domini is a government? First of all, they are criminals to come in and talk about they're running a government. Our people who are full of their disease, how many disease have we been infected by the white people? And they are behaving now like, you know, this is where they belong, America, And make it seem like it's just America. It's not just America. You know how many of us they're killing in Syria, Afghanistan, and all these places? And behaving like, oh, they are government and they have a right to do it? They don't have no right to do it, my friend. But we are drunk under their disease. We need too much of their, medication and all that. We are not going to get out from under these. Who want the world to think that they are the human beings? I'm telling you, gut it out. Gut it out. Because I understand what our people are reading. Because you have our people up there on internet all over the world. People reading news, doing everything for these white fucking assholes. Okay? And we respect them because we think A.D. and Adam and Jesus is the law that we are under. We are not under yet. That's not what we under. But, hey, anytime you become a fool, you will do the work of your master who turn you into an idiot. You think that the, for example, look and see the problem, Florian. Let me tell you how bad it is. Okay? And they don't know what I will do, but I think they have an understanding that as long as I have a breath to breathe, they must make their choice whether they want to go back and go fuck their own asshole in Europe and leave us civilized people alone. And I'm not talking about just in America. I mean entirely, because they don't come from human stock. And I know that. And the only way they are, it is because of their disease. That's the weapon they use on us. When? Not 2,000 years ago. 100,000 years ago. That's why you see us here today. Black people can't move from where they are. You see? Because they infect us with their disease so long ago from their foreparents back there coming to where you see them today. I come to read and find out. Nobody wants to listen to me. When I say nobody wants to listen to me, it is not exactly and precise that nobody wants to listen to me, because I will now make a distinction in what I'm saying is to let you understand what I'm what I'm getting across. Years ago is a long time. And how many generation of us compound, come and go, and pass on a dirty normalcy to us, where we are actually perceiving what is wrong and saying, oh, glory, hallelujah. They decide that we are to go through a conversion. That's what white people put us, the African people, through with their disease. We go through a conversion to be under white people. Conversion we go under, because 200,000 years ago, nothing wasn't wrong with us. I said nothing wasn't wrong with us. So, what we have over our head is an opportunity to get to know the truth that we have lost. Rid of these homosexuals telling us about Jesus. Because Jesus never exists. And because we're not reading to understand what's being said, even when the Pope said he apologized for sins of the Catholics from antiquity till this day, we don't understand what he said, because he's out there in Rome, St. Petersburg, St. Peter's Basilica. Pope is up there. And what does he came out and said the other day? He's against the Catholic Church in America. Why? Remember, he came to America the last time, 2015. This sodomite dude here, right? The father fucking asshole for their culture. You know, he can get all of the asshole of these guys that they have, young men in the chapel there to serve sacrament and stuff like that. Only white, young white men. Because guess what? They have to keep on bringing newly born, to serve the Catholic Church with young sodomites. Now, you might think that what I'm saying is a joke, but I can say this any way I want, anywhere I want. And the only thing they can do is look for a way to, like, short-circuit me. Telling you, as long as I am alive, I'm going to tell the truth. That don't belong among us, because I am very, very, I am very, very rejecting and scorn them for doing it. And you see, too bad. You look at these people, and based on what you know about them, you feel sorry for them. But it's their culture. What special we have in any of our territory where we settle? What special we have that they couldn't have in Europe? We not over there? Nobody is saying, well, we come over there and we do them this and they do this back. We don't have none of that. And if we can't see that something is wrong, it goes to what I tell you is what stage we are with their disease. How much of their disease. They come into the United States and call themselves citizens of the United States. I'm looking for the hierarchy of them because, you see, they talk about a family of them, the rough child and all this kind of a child. None of them don't equal anything civilized. Not one of them. No white people are civilized because they come from a species. And that species is primate, is monkey. They now, based on what they do with our money and push us in the dirt, they can tell us anything. But I read and know right now that they think that they are the human beings. It's too ironic. It is too ironic. We are not free to say exactly what the truth is so that they can stay here and learn, teach all of us to fuck us all. That's what they are about. And look, if I can't say that, I'll be dead. If they don't decide to get out and they can go out there and use army and parade and do all kind of stuff. And we have mouth galore and tongue and we can't say it because what? They alter our thinking. Well, what happens to those of us who outgrow it? Outgrow it, may not in every way, but in essential way, enough to walk out and say no. And tell you no, you got to get out. Just like how I read about back in 2,000 years ago, when they were able to read and write over time gone by, and now they were equipped to find, to use a navigator and find where they want. From land or on sea. I can knock that out of the park and swear that these white people in their origin began 3 to 4 million years ago. That's what it's registered. This is why They cannot dominate us. They cannot sit around our throne if we know the history. They cannot because they don't represent civilized government. They were never civilized. And they were the only species 3 to 4 million years ago. That began life here. We were not here. We indigenous people were not on the earth millions of years ago. None of us. If the truth is the truth, well, they must come right up and with their law and order, you know, see to it that I get locked up or something. Because I'm saying there are homosexuals and there is no homosexual in the world history textbook. Right here, right now. So right now they have a lot of things I wrote on YouTube. And they come up and pop up window and they tell me that and give me, you know, suspend me from writing and posting these things that I know in history. These white people must no longer stay in our origin. They must get out and go back where they come from. I don't understand why these evil things are in official postings on the internet. You know, like this one I have here, /NAS/. Is that slash or hyphen? Right, I begin again. NAS-2017- proceedings, proceedings-smith, S-M-I-T-H, .pdf. You follow this, you can get this report on the internet. That I am sure I give it to you. NAS-2017-proceedings Smith, S-M-I-T-H, .pdf. That's all you need to find. That's all you need to find this material. And it is written by some of the most renowned reporters. They have licensed to write all these history that these sodomites, the evil that they have done to us, and because they destroy our brain, that we must not think properly anymore. Permanent condition of ours. That's what these white people do. Now, how do you think they could come and fall in charge of everything the Elohim created? You imagine what I'm saying? Don't you know those things out there that the Elohim that created us in South Africa? Don't you know those things? Yeah, the Sphinx. I think in Egypt, a Sphinx, you know, you can see that picture there, right, on the internet, of a Sphinx that turned to the east. And one of their faggots who goes to Egypt tried to smash the face that, you know, if they did not make it of such a strong material, we wouldn't see any of it. But if you go to Egypt and you see the Sphinx, you know, it's these Batiman white people go there. They try to destroy everything we have. Well, the people who don't know, let's say what I know, or if they know something, but not in the measure that I know it, they can stay out there and walk around and allow these faggots to come and make up all sorts of church. Which, look, they need to make them up in Europe. That's where they need to put them. Because it's the only place I know that they are safe. Because what? No civilized people never settled in Europe. No civilized people settled there and make it their home. I heard some early beginning, some Africans used to be in Rome. I mean, yes, in Europe. I hear so. I don't read of them, but I don't disrespect what other people read and know. like in the early times, because I don't know all the history of that era, of the early time, everything that happened back there. But people read that and know that we are the first to establish government, kingship government. And I read that all the time so that somebody understand that we, people here, are the first people of civilization. And the reason why we don't know is because of their disease that they put on. And we become like, you know, semi-natural people. We no longer natural. That's why they said your head, in the Bible they tell you they said our minds must be unnatural. Imagine this. That's what they write in 1 Corinthians 2, 13, 14. They say your mind must be unnatural. There is nothing in the context of natural definitions that says that. But how do you think we are walking around with a Bible saying something like that, as mad as that is, that among many things we know in society, and even these white people know that, there are certain things they use and they have to use it natural because it cannot be a product to use unnatural. They know that. White people know that. They are not a government. A.D. and Adamani is not government. And the reason why we are succumbed to it is because we don't know, we don't read our own history. Now, they read it, they know. As touching inalienable rights, which African indigenous person under AD is under inalienable rights? You do get some rights, right? I can't say we don't get some rights, but you may think that, we forget some rights under what government? Listen, these sodomite white people, they are not human beings, and we are allowing them to go on and pretend that they are human beings. They want to say they are sapient. But which of us, as hybrid people, which of us know the difference between white people species and African hybrid people species? Which of us know that? Really know? You know what? Maybe I know one person. Maybe I know one person that I would guess kind of assurance that this person, I think, know it. But the truth is so buried into, we go to doctor all the time and all kind of something happen to us. And we don't know these white people do it to us. We don't know that because we don't read and know. We think we're born in the West with disease, but we don't know. I don't hear anybody saying it. I don't hear that. We will think it's just when thing happen and it is identified. You hear all the time they're talking about different disease. And like pointing on each other. These white people are doing it. It's them. White people
are still spreading disease on the African people, but we're too dumb to know it. And when we go and get some education and able to read news, they give you a job. Listen, I have to read some of this because, you know, when I read the Pope will apologize for sins of Catholic, and nobody pay any attention to it. It is disgusting. Because why is it I sit here for a few years now and I am talking all these primary things and African people don't care nothing about it? They are affected. They don't think they are. You know, they are business under A.D. Anadamani, right? And they cannot gain the freedom of their own government that clearly the income tax where them appear is not a tax they should be paying. And clearly, our government is not a government over tax anybody. People have to contribute to things that are used. But our kingship government is nothing like this because all the wealth of the world is what they control. Look at how these sodomites are going over into Africa and steal everything we have. Guess what? Because they use their disease on the people in Africa. You see what I mean? And the only way to get out of this is to know the truth. And the truth will get restored to you what is yours. No, they can't do that. Because with the deficit of your brain not working like it's supposed to, you can't get nothing from them. They're going to rule you. That's why they're ruling you. That's why they're ruling you. Now, what I know, they must get out because just as though they walk into our territory and begin to kill us, Holocaust style, I don't see any incentive to not say, hey, folks, get out of here. You see what I mean? Because look what they do to us by using their disease on us, and they don't make any, they don't deny that. Why people don't deny that? Because it's so obvious. So many of us die from it. And it's all over the place. But guess what? As far as we are concerned, I don't hear no black people. Well, I have to be careful about it. I make that statement. Because I know there are people out there that are tired of the system. But guess what? I realize it is not an easy thing for any of us to just being revealed the truth. So no, when we are getting to know the truth, we don't just jump up and know the truth, because the truth comes into source of writing and stuff like that. So civilization is about academic knowledge. If you want to just say you believe, yeah, you can go into their church and believe, and that's it. You don't have to read and write in order to, you know, to be a part of the church and to be respected in the church. But if they want somebody to do clerical work, you better learn to read. So the better things are done by people who learn to read.
What happened when somebody learned to read and they are not about civilization at all? So they are going to keep civilized people under their feet, trample them under their feet, because they learned to read. And you who say you love the Lord, you don't learn to read. It doesn't work. It just does not work, right? Well, I'm too hungry to know the truth, because I grew up in church, grew up and know about Christmas and Easter. Okay? Now, it's not easy for somebody to grow up under Christmas and Easter and know the truth about prehistory, about the flood and everything, and when civilization came on the earth. I just found out the other day. So I find these truths, I champion them. Too many people, too many of us don't know what civilization is or when it came about. I know about the first week. Who bring about the first week? The seven days of the week. Who brought that about? It's the gods. We are using it today and come and go. Every week you go here, every month you go there. But you don't know who brought the week about or the month or the year. You don't know that. And these faggots are telling you anything they want to tell you about, you know, day, week, and month and years. They're telling us all of the sodomite way they want it. And throw away the truth. Okay, the gods up there, roll the thunder, send the rain, and all this, and we don't know that they're doing it. Because these sodomites are claiming that they are the people, they are the people to rule the world. You see? And all of the things that belongs to us, they take it for themselves. Now, how easy it is for us to learn the truth and tell them, you got to get out, because you're no more the spoil over the past 100,000 years. You get healed. You learn and you start find out the words of truth will heal you and let you know the hidden things that they have in darkness and covering our eyes. Read and find out. So I'm telling you now, they're up there now and they're talking about, you know, this Biden and Trump and whether or not democracy is not for African. Democracy don't belong to African ethnic indigenous people. Hey, what else must I tell you? It don't belong to us. We are not under no politics called what them call it? Democracy. And talk about Republican and Democrats. It's not for us. These people charge you money to finance them back in position of government. How does that tell? What does that tell you? When they are begging you money to support them to go back into office, think about it, African people. Think about it. Now, they are charging you all this amount of money to exist. And simple thing like put people back in office. Read our government and the way it is run. That's not the way it's run. There's no comparison to our government. Well, it's sillier if we were just reading and just tell the truth. We wouldn't be under these kind of things. They couldn't own what we have if we were reading right. Because they're not owning what they create. They are owning what is not theirs. Who do you see is going into Europe and take over Europe? You don't see nobody do that. No, because the fucking asshole, their monkey sense tells them you can't do that. That's mine. They take what we have and say it's theirs. And we shut up and, okay, it's theirs. It's theirs. And all these people are good for it. Fucking asshole. Remember they go to Lot's house and they show you what they're all about. Right? And hadn't it been that the gods were right there to like knock them blind? You see what I mean? And then destroy them, Sodom and Gomorrah. You see? But they, now they survive to this age. And look at what they're doing right now. But it's just like guys in sports, like in boxing, they tell you how some guy pad up their gloves, you know, hard stuff in there, not just their knuckle they're using to hit the other guy. That's the way these fuckers, that's the way they are. They come against us knowing that we are the civilized people. And the only way they can deal with us is to put their disease on us. We never had disease. We don't come from primates. We don't come from apes. In the world, it's a textbook. And if you don't read it in the world, it's a textbook. You read about your own government. You read about the emergence of civilization. In the 4,000, 3,000, 1,200 BC. You know, you read about that. Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. And we don't understand that. African ethnic hybrid people don't understand that because of their bloody sodomite disease. White people disease. It's the reason why we don't know these common things. Why they don't come and arrest me? Let them try that. They won't try that. Because a four-year-old boy know these things, use them and knock them down, knock them out. Anybody know the truth will be victorious. And those who exalt themselves over you will come down to nothing. Use the truth on them. Confound them. Because they don't have what it takes. Try me out. You see? See? Why they make all these guns? They, and look how much money they invest in keeping those guns being sold. And you have a part of their government. That's all they do, the Republicans. They want but it's not just Republican, because Republican and Democrats are the same. They only split up and make it seem like they are different. They're not really different. You see, because they may tell the African people that Democrats better for them as a party. But you have to be an idiot to think these sodomites running this so-called government would make two different parties that are innately different. They're not. They're fooling us. I mean, is there going to be anything better than our own government? It's still there. You Google and see if white people come from the first civilization. No, they're laughing at us. And I keep on reminding you, when time began, Zacharias Sitchin, he wrote, and what he wrote, you can see the truth all over the world. They came, they the gods that came from heaven, the Nibiru planet, thousands of years ago, under, yes, he says, they ushered mankind's first age of scientific growth. When I read this, and I think of what the white people talk about, their new world order, I think about this. Now, you don't see African people say anything about that. So when I read this, that is talking about civilization for real, these Sodomites are showing off in the world that they are the real thing, civilized people on earth, you know. And the gods came here, and simply because they left us here in charge, they throw them their apes disease on us, and realize that would fix our business. It has. It got them what they wanted, because we cannot do as much as begin to complain to the world that we can't keep them among us. We can't even do that. They make law to kill us, take away everything we have, and we don't complain, really. Whatever we do is not tantamount to resistant with the truth. No! They say, oh, our brain must be unnatural, and we believe it. Everything that they make up as a concept, raw and stink, and don't represent civilization, and we bow ourselves underneath it and worship Jesus. Jesus never exists. Neither does God. Now, how can they exist when you can't find words to describe how God begot Jesus? It's not true. Can't find any words to prove that. White people don't have any words to prove what they say. Okay? And we will remain idiots, just like I was born an idiot. Because my parents was all Christian. But before my parents died, at least my mother told somebody, I want you to pay some attention to Tim, because I hear him talking things he never before. Okay? And that's my friend. My cousin, close cousin, told me that my mother told him, right here in America, when my mother visits here, call my cousin and tell him that. All right? What I'm saying to you, it's not a easy thing. It's quite a few years I've been reading and find out something is wrong. Something is wrong on the planet Earth. I would never just come to that realization on my own. It is because in my mind is a urge for knowing. I want to know things. And when I see things that are not fitting together, I dig into it. Okay? It is easy for me alone to sit here and tell you the things I'm telling you that. White people are not civilized hominid. They are not people. It's so long now that we are looking on them like they are people. How many of us married to them and have children? Look at their children. Look at their children. And if we knew, we wouldn't fuck with these hominids primates. Yeah, we don't know the truth about that. And it's the reason why we're marrying to them. We don't know. We don't know. Look at the distance between us and them right now. All of our institution that the God set up here, they take it over. And there is none of us to cry out. Well, I'm crying out because I'm telling. I was telling you how far we are in the ditches. And before I go back and tell you about that, I'm telling you about real civilization. The gods. And they write about the Elohim gods in the Bible. But they twist around Elohim until it comes around to monotheism God. So right now, African people worship monotheism God by the sodomized white people then. Who take every piece of land from us. From Africa to the Western Hemisphere. We don't have a clue position because only white people knows it all. Yeah, because the reading and the writing, they are making better use of it than us. And it comes from our creator to us. And they get it from us. But by the fact that they have the blood of apes, they know how to spread that ape because it don't bother them. It's a natural for them. They're immune to their own of nasty blood. But they give it to us and look at us. Us! So, I am reading it to you, whether or not you want to absorb it or not. I don't have anything else to do besides get what... Get the words. In some way, you know, put the word out the best I can. And to whom it affects, let it affect. It goes on. When you read the first age that it is the Almighty Elohim gods, where you read about in the Bible and don't know, and go on off to their all the lies about Adam and Eve in a garden and what God said to them. Only to come in Genesis 3, where God lie, and they who write it don't even see it, and they know that we won't see it either because our brain is gone. But see here, we all of us are not going to die and don't know. Some of us will find out, and what are we going to do? We're going to speak the truth, okay? And when we speak the truth, these faggots, will find their home. They will find their home. Because they get all of these years a chance to like do whatever they want. When the truth comes, they won't be able to do that. A part of that, it stands. They won't come to my face and talk to me. The sodomites, man. The fucking body white people, man. They say, want to turn themselves into sapien. Now, they're not sapien, could never be. And if they can't tell you that they crossbreed with you, they, you know, admit it in the, roaming in the bushes, but they will not come out in the public and tell the world that's what they did, but that's what they did. So, going to be difficult when you don't educate yourself to know exactly what happened to talk about it. Because they are not easy sodomites to deal with. You see, when they go to Lot's house, how they behave. So it takes not Lot, but the gods blind them and make them go into the deep, dark vortex darkness. So now I'm telling you, when I'm reading now New World, the gods ushered in mankind's, listen, mankind's, not afterward, but the first, the God did not create white sodomites. You understand that? The Elohim that brought civilization on earth, they are the first to bring civilization on their own before they created us. But then you are reading that they, the gods, are the first to set forth first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. All right. Stop it right there. Where were these white people 1.5 million years ago? They were leaving Africa. In the Worldish textbook, I can read it here. They leave Africa. And they are a subgroup of the hominid, Homo erectus. When they leave Africa and go settle into Europe, 1.5 million years ago, the gods never came to earth yet. It's after that they came, and these things are written. Now I want to ask you, give the evidence. When these hominids were talking, they were making stone tools. But what the history said they were doing as they were going into Europe, they could only make stone tools and light a fire. That's it. Zip up. That's it. Now, how can you handle that? It's easy. They are the first species called Homo, hominid. It's not Homo yet. They were not no Homo yet. They were hominid species, clear cut and dry, hominid. But later defined what they came from were primates, the apes. That's all about them. So what kind of civilization were they under? None. Who brought the civilization? The gods. And make week, days, day, or days, weeks. The limit on those things. These sodomite white fucking ass idiot monkeys, they don't know anything about civilization. So how can they talk to me? They can't talk to me. Because what I am reading, showing you like a mirror out in the world, the truth is out there. All around. I represent the truth. All of us as Africans represent the truth. White people don't represent no truth about civilization. None. And all they're talking about law and all these things, they don't represent none of those things. We have the history to prove. They don't have nothing of civilization they created. None. I mean, zilch. None. To talk about government, zilch. Law, zilch. They don't have none. But they want to make it seem like they've been around a long, long time. Listen to me. They don't know what I'm going to do next. They don't know what I'm going to do next. They can stay up there and talk about they want to put back Wu Win into office. Now, Biden needs to take up his little thing and make his flight back, because now they're a fly plane. Go back into Europe. This is a serious thing, I'm telling you.
Get out. I'm reading the facts. And you can out there have all your money and your wealth and think and think it's a joke. I'm thinking, I'm telling. When you're going to lose it, sad enough, but hey, you can't stop yourself from losing it. You can't stop yourself from losing it, because when the Almighty God, the Elohims, when they decide they don't want no more of this old bunch of nonsense here, they clean it up like, I mean, you know, what, I mean, in a quick time. Yeah, breeze blow time. And it will be over with. Telling you, how can you have two new age on planet Earth like BCE and AD and Adamani? How can you have the both of them at the same time? You just can't. Because new age, meaning new, brand new, is not like somebody is bringing something else to put on top of something. These sodomites, they don't have any kind of qualities to even start to consider that they are a part of civilization. They do not. They do not. But they got the chance to use their fucking evil disease. And it is right here for me to tell you it's true. Let me finish this one. Yes. Where are such things as new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment come from? Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourish. Not the white people, sodomites, hominids, no. Not them. But we are too dumbed down. We don't have no that brain anymore, right? But now I'm sounding the trumpet. You can't say you don't hear and see the difference. Carry on to say revolutionary advances in heart, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world. Make sense? Every sense, 100%. And they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness, not ours. Okay? But these sodomites, oh, I mean, they're all billionaires now. You don't see? Yeah. All right? They would want to think that we envy them. We grudge them. For what? We don't grudge them for anything. They don't have any kind of sense to realize they're in the wrong place. Oh, they think they are in the right place because they dominate us. They dominate us. And they're boasting about how they dominate us. In this extraordinarily in this extraordinary documented meticulously researched work, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our alone civilization in millennia past, not just 2,000 years ago, but long before that, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods indelibly written in stone. I tell you what, people are not inclined to hear and take seriously what I'm writing because the brain is gone. And they are now looking on the things that these sodomite white people have established because they think this is the real world. You know, when you read and you get to discern and realize, that's the only time you can separate from these faggots and see and know what they do. They just walk into a place from thousands of miles ago and come in with their disease on us, all right? So I want to tell you, look how far we have been when they invaded us and know fully well that the disease that they plant in our brain, in our body, we won't be able to talk back to them with any logic. They know that. So look at what happened to us. In 1857, the United States Court ruled, were property, and as such, they had no claim to freedom. Hello? They were not free to even file a lawsuit in federal court for freedom. Imagine that. From the white people who own them. You know, this don't sound like it is true, but it is. It shows that our brain was really tampered with, can't you see? No matter who you want to feel like you are this or you are that, no. But look here. There's much for you to realize about yourself. If you're looking on the real world at large, you won't have a problem to know that you, as you sit there, your brain is retarded. Because why don't you go out and bring back liberty to your people and to yourself in a lot of ways? Because whatever money you have right now is controlled by the sodomite white people. You see what I mean? And they are not human beings. They were not created by a creator like us 200,000 years ago. Okay? They come from evolutionary monkeys. They are the first species. We are the second species, the human wise sapien. That's where we come from, 250,000 years ago. How long they come about? 3 to 4 million years ago. What's the difference? Can't you see the difference? Well, you can stay there and stay under AD and Adamani, Christmas and Easter and all these kind of different things that they are lacing you with to pay this and pay this and pay that. You're not under inalienable rights. There's no place in this constitution, so-called U.S. Constitution, that offers the African people inalienable rights. You think what they say they give you, Social Security, you work on that, right? And work too much, right? And what you pay out, they take it and enrich themselves. Okay? So if you think that you are not retarded, you're making a big mistake. And looking at what they are giving you, and you work so hard day and night to get $1 million. You see what I mean? Look at these guys are boxing. They're paying them millions of dollars to box. And they can, you know, destroy up the other guy as much as they want and get good rating and all this kind of. This whole bunch of shit that we are serving these white people who don't know what it is to be civilized, but they take on everything that civilization brought. Everything. And we don't have the knowledge and the brightness to take control of our own government. It's kingship. Kingship government. Look into the world. It's a textbook. You see it in there. Where our civilization is built up when we came from Africa and come to the Western world. Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. Come on. The Chinese left from Africa and come to the West. So all of us, Chinese, Indians, and the Arabs, all of us. But they throw their nasty thing because they've been around 3 to 4 million years. They have a lot of monkey tricks that they're working on us. My friends, I want to show you where their monkey disease put us. This time, 100,000 start long time ago when we are leaving Africa. Okay? That time we were over 100,000 years ago and turning into the next 100,000 years. Okay? So we are leaving Africa when we were 100,000 years old. Now, we come and we are in our traveling. These folks attack us and douse, you know, what they call it, douse, you know, with their disease. And when I am growing up in Jamaica, I know about crabbias, all kind of a ticks, all kind of a thing crawling up on us, and all kind of disease. As a boy, they vaccinate you with whatever you don't even know. Until this day, people still have the impression of the vaccine where them get as a child. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We were not giving ourselves vaccination, no. Are these fucking white fucking ass people? I mean, not people, but I mean, monkey a turn, wolf a turn, human being. That's what happened. So when we talk about, now, them are government, and we're working under them, and, you know, they do every single thing to make us live and exist. Where they get that from? Where these sodomites, they are this, they are that, they are that. Were they all those things 3 to 4 million years ago? No. The fucking white ass looking into your face like they are some big old puss looking at you. Yeah. They didn't get anywhere, but they get anywhere since they attack us. Yes. That's when they get somewhere. So you can sit there and think that white people are people like you. You don't know. You need to read and find out. I'm telling you how far we reach. And if you sit there and think that you're not retarded, I'm honest enough to grow up and know that, you know what? My parents were retarded in a bad kind of way. It's not something they chose. It happened to them. So my parents now, they have, I mean, good enough sense to know that I am not here blaming them for anything. I'm simply trying to show the situation that when I was born and the rest of my siblings, our parents were devoted Christians. I'm saying it was being in the darkness. We did not have the education to read and know because it's read, I read, and find out. So, and a lot of my siblings, they cannot accept what I'm saying. They cannot accept what I'm saying. So, it's a difference between when you're able to read and learn things and get certain kind of academic knowledge and stuff like that. But the kind of opening and light that we need, It goes beyond just mere reading. Goes beyond what you see after you read. So yes, you can be making computer and all those kind of stuff. That's what you see. But if I begin to ask you about what is the difference between belief and knowledge, you're perhaps not able to tell me the difference. You know, maybe you are able to tell me the difference, but I ask you about the application and you're not with the application. But you can see that by definitions, belief and knowledge are two different words. They do different things, right? I talked to somebody the other day, which is kind of very rare. I find somebody that tell me there is a difference. You see, but then the application, this person don't business with the application. You see what I mean? Because I say, but why the church teach people to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and they will be saved? And belief can't make you saved. It cannot. You think so because you are taught so. But if you ask me now, prove it. Let's get into the word process now and see what happens. And you will see, easy, what I'm saying is true. Those definitions to believe is not going to show you no light at all. It can open up an opportunity to you if somebody tell you, say that if you will trust their word, if you trust their word and do what they say, they will find good to come of what they seek. Things can happen like that. That somebody who knows something will tell you, and they're telling you the truth. If they're not telling you the truth, you're a duck, right? So what I'm trying to tell you, generally and contextually, belief is not a light shiner for nobody. Belief will more drag you down into the dirt. When you believe and act upon things you don't know and you trust people, trust is belief too, okay? So having faith and stuff like that in something, you better know that something for real, okay? And that's what I'm saying. So these people damage our brains. And if you come to the acknowledgement that your brain is damaged and even though you may be a millionaire, you're not seeing something. There's something you're not seeing. And what you're not seeing is what behind words, the definition of words, you are not properly focused on what words, definitions, how you carry out communication. Once you have the word that you're dealing with, and you're looking for the definitions and the context of the business or the issue that you're dealing with. That's where the science is. So knowing the word that is used to you is one thing. But you need to get the definition for that word. And from there, you will choose what of the definition you are to use as the context. Okay? Hold the context that make what you call the truth or what is just or unjust where you want to find that. And you have to find that in the definitions. And that's a scientific type of thinking. Okay? So, to the person who think that belief is usually the right way to emphasize things, and you ask somebody, do you believe this? You believe that? Don't ask people about what they believe, because basically belief is something that is personal. Yeah, it's personal. But knowledge, to know something, it's not personal. Or you would have to make
a piece of knowledge personal. But generally, generally, knowledge is not a personal thing. Because you go to school and you learn to read and you pass your subjects and you graduate and stuff like that. Belief never helped you to do that. You might say, well, then, but I had to believe in going to school. That's not the way it works. You don't have to believe to know that you are to go to school and learn to read. You don't have to believe that to make you go. So you can't depend on belief, because somebody can convince you and they put it in you to go. And yet still, you don't have to believe in anything. Belief don't make you do anything. It's knowledge. Look upon it. When you realize, and a belief make you realize nothing. Look at the definition. And you see the distinction I'm talking about. Then call me and let us talk about that. All right. So I'm telling you that are in the slavery situation. Remember what happened in America that put us into where we are. There were a million of us. How many of these European do you think it took to overthrow us in America? A few of them, you know, a few little group of them, you know, and we were in the millions, and they take away everything from us. So, if you think something wasn't wrong with us, I'm telling you that long time ago, 100,000 years ago, their monkey blood, okay? And today, we are living in a time when the gods bring civilization and many knowledge of how to deal with even poison, disease and stuff like that. Those things were not with us back in those days, because we were just developing. Okay? So what guided us is what the gods taught us, but was the God teaching us how to not make these sodomites them throw disease on us? I don't know about that. I only know that there is no writing that we had any disease. And we did not come from any heap at all. That is for sure. White people cannot deny that they come from monkey. White people cannot deny that they come from monkey. And they cannot deny that they use their monkey disease and cripple our brain over 100,000 years right now. So if anybody out there will deceive themselves into thinking that they are beyond brain damage as a civilized indigenous person, I am talking. I'm not talking about white people, because for them monkey blood no bother them. But we don't come from monkey. Okay? And it is evident. It is evident. Time we come to the Western Hemisphere, we were stuck staring out of our minds. And so was Europe. Europe gone out, those who rule our government went out of their mind, because they all turned Christians. They turned Christian, and the only people that make up Christianity in the world is textbook are these faggot white people. It's them. And somebody might think, why this guy is carrying on like this? I have to. Anybody who don't like my attitude can tell me and give me a good reason why I don't have the right to behave the way I do.
Look at how many of us they kill in Holy Cross. They are the first to bomb up the Chinese and the Indians, them. They are the first to do it, and they feel like it was okay, and tell you, it's war, it's war. Now, I have somebody talking to me here. Repent now. The end is near. The jab is so poison, it will change your DNA. Don't take the jab. It will poison. It will change your DNA. We come from Jesus. No. I'm going to tell you this. If you come here to tell me that, tell me where Jesus come from. Tell me where. No. First of all, you cannot talk about Jesus first, you know, because Jesus never came first. Adam and Eve came first. All right. So since you are eager in letting out what you think, right, I'm going to tell you this. Don't stay here and talk what you feel like talking. Tell me what you know. Tell me from the history book. Tell me from no Bible, because Bible come from the Sodomite people them that read our history, our indigenous history. That's what they do. Tell me about Genesis 3. Tell me why God said that the man and the woman become as one of them. He did not say that to Adam and Eve when he told them they would die if they eat the fruit. You listen to me, Jay Clark. Go to the beginning and you can talk to me. Don't go in the middle of the stream. Don't come here and talk to me those kind of stuff, because Jesus never exists. Jesus is a faggot, just a character. And you tell me how his father God, what they call it. You show me, where did God begot Jesus? How did he begot Jesus? So, go. You crazy? What do you mean if I'm crazy? I believe in the Bible. Look, you are dust to dust and ashes to ashes. Because, I am telling you, you have to go to the beginning, because when you read Genesis, you read Genesis. When you're jumping off, go into the middle of the Bible and talk about truth, and you don't go through the beginning. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and see how we begin to create Adam and Eve. First it says that God created the man alone. When you go into the second chapter of Genesis, it says he made the two of them the same time. Do you know some people out there talking about there was a Adam before Adam? People are talking all kind of nonsense, because all these old bunch of bunk is in the Bible. You read them and you don't know, right? So I am telling you, in the beginning, Genesis 3, you see where God lied and said they would die. The serpent come and talk to Eve. And when the serpent asked Eve, did God say you must not eat the fruit? And she affirmed that God said they cannot eat the fruit or they will die. The serpent said, no, that's not true, because God knows the day when you eat of the fruit, you will not die, but you will be wise as gods. And when God came in later and saw what happened, he himself agreed that they will not die, but they become wise as God. The serpent said that. The Bible where you believe in, that's the serpent you are serving. The Pope. You believe in the Bible, you believe in the faggot Pope. That's right. Up St. Peter's Basilica. If you are an African person, you don't know your government. You're under their white sodomite government, A.D. Anno Domini. I bet you, you celebrate Christmas, right? You celebrate Christmas. Where Christmas come from? Listen, you know about the St. Matthew 2? St. Matthew 2 and the wise men? That's not a story. There is no wise men that carry no gift of frankincense and myrrh to feed baby Jesus. A lie. Not so. Read Matthew 2. Go back and read it and come back and tell me why you're fine. Again, Jesus is not fulfilled according to Isaiah 9, 6, and 7. There's no fulfillment in the New Testament about that he would be crowned as a king. Because there is in the New Testament itself where Jesus decided that he never wanted to become king. You never read that. St. John 6, 15. Jesus realized that the people who saw his miracle and spot him as the man who should be crowned, Jesus decided that they're going to come and take him by force and make him a king. And what did Jesus do? Go up in a hill, a bush, and hide, and never been crowned. You don't see anywhere where Jesus was ever been crowned, but I bet you have two tongues, you may tell me that Jesus was crowned. But it's in the book that he never was. He went in a hill and hide himself. Listen, J. Clark, novelty, just change your name. You are neither nav nor T. You hear me tell you? Because Jesus never exists, neither that God in the Bible. A white people sodomite book that Christianity is not for African people. I'm telling you that. That's a fact. But I'm going to try and read the rest of what you say. Folk are the devil. White folk are the devil. White folk are the devil. Not black folk. They turn black folk into devil because a lot of us, when we are talking about Jesus don't exist. Now, I learned that after I spent about 50 years in church and begin to read and understand what words are really telling me, and I know the distinction now. So I have to be vehement about it. And in some cases, people will think that I am disrespectful. You know what? I don't mean to be disrespectful, but look, I have to be adamant. Since all of these kind of dope head African people with the monkey blood from these white people turn us idiot. We believe everything because we don't know no better. That's why they write a Bible and give us with Jesus, because you don't know what we are reading. That's what is happening. And you were going to feel shame and feel bad when you find out. But I tell you what, once you can know the difference between right and wrong, you shouldn't be ashamed to change. When you read and understand, not when me say so, but go read. I am telling you all these scriptures, Jesus never exists as a person. Go back to Palestine when you have Caesar Augustus. Who are Caesar Augustus? He's a sodomite. And we are under them thinking that, Jesus is true. How could Jesus be true when there was no Jesus back there? It was Yeshua, a Hebrew man, who they put up on a cross. It's we they were killing out in Palestine. They were killing us. When we come from Africa and come into the Western world and set up ourselves, they come after us many years later. And that's where they invade us and begin to and take over. Right now they take over Palestine from us, Jerusalem and all that. You don't know that. You are praise Jesus. Jesus no exist. You better go learn to read before you come and talk all of them something about curse, curse, curse. Start to read the Bible at Genesis and see if you have a God there first before you come out and talk all these old bunch of, you know, bulls that don't exist and you're telling people off and you are very enthusiastic at what you're saying. All of these things that you're saying here now, it's sewer stuff. It's sewer stuff from the same white people and where you will trace and cuss off. Because you don't read your Genesis good yet. Go read it. Don't waste your time. Talk to me. Because all of what you're saying here don't make no sense. But I want to read it because, you know, it will be a reference to me. I don't want to hear anything more of the nonsense that you're talking. That is for sure. Are you talking about tonight? I'm still confused. You still confused? What are you confused about? What are you confused about? I told you, you must go and read Genesis first before you go anywhere with the Bible. Follow your words. Did Jesus say they would die? Why they didn't die? When he came back, he had to admit exactly what the devil says. So, well, the devil is no devil, really, because he is a talking serpent. You know who's the talking serpent? The white people, them are the talking serpent. It's not no real talking serpent, but they know to write the Bible. I know what they did 100,000 years ago. They know that. No Christian church is real. I can show you where these white people were in here, and they disguised themselves. They called themselves Romans. How did white people come to call themselves Romans? Let me give you a clue, because this is an important date to find out when we lost the activity of our government. And that is 509 BC. Go and research that, and you will find out where they overthrow our king and lie all kind of thing about that. And from since then, our kingship government was no longer in activity. Until now, it is still there for us to activate it. And we are not, because we don't know the truth, because our brain is gone from us. It doesn't matter what we're doing. It is clear that Africa government fall. And then give all the money to these white people who have better sense than us now. Until we know the truth, will we get them out of the way. But you are supporting white people with your doctrine, your preaching. That's what you are doing. So I tell you what to do. Did not find out that these things I was reading was not true. You know, God is perfect, and you find out that all the perfect that is a God and Jesus is. St. John's, I think Genesis 6, I think 15. It says, God said he repented that he created man. Now, if your mother tell you that she's sorry she gave birth to you, how would you feel? You know, if your father said that, he's sorry that he's your daddy, how would you feel? Rejected, right? Okay, well, you think God of the Bible could be like that? That is so perfect, all-knowing, he make heaven and earth, he and his son Jesus Christ, and now you see that he's using a flood and kill us? Now, how could the Bible be real? So, this was a good one. This was a good one. We will be on in a few minutes. Praise Elohim, who are the creator of civilization. Okay. I wrote that. Okay. So, J. J.
J. Clark says, the jab, it is poison. It will change your DNA. Don't take the jab. We come from Jesus. See, hear all of this? No, man, that's a dead business, that. Are you talking about tonight? What are you talking about tonight? I'm still confused. Folks are the devil. What folks are the devil? White folks are the devil. The jab. Yes. All right. No. The jab. No. You don't like Jesus? God? I believe in the Bible. No. You crazy. I believe in the Bible. My name is Jim. You can call me Jim. Sorry about that. I had to pee. I had to pee. Hum. No. Hum. Hello. Hum. Back. What? This, you know. God lied? Okay. That is it. You are making me mad now. You are going to hell for that. You better make that back. No? You better make that back. You stop taking what? Talking like that? Oh no. Your time is up. Oh my God. Oh my God. Is it? Your time is up. You should tune in to my show Tuesday night. King like that. Oh no. Your time is up. You should tune in to my show Tuesday night. No, I can't come to your show. You find my show. I'm telling you something that is controversial. Come spend some time with me. Because we have not gotten to exchange to each other yet. When you exchange with me, we both get to interact on what is this and what is that. And we will affirm what we prove to be true. If you prove something to be true to me, after we have searched it thoroughly, and I am convinced that you have the right answer, I am going to give in and put down my wrong and take up the right that you have, I supposed to have. That's the way it goes with me. But the way we're talking right now, where you're writing these things to me, you can't prove anything from me. You cannot, like, say, all right, I want you to go to the Bible and prove from the Bible that what you are saying is true. Like in the case I'm talking about, Genesis story. You must read it first and get to know that. You agree that you should start at the beginning before you go any places into the deep ocean of the Bible? You got to start at the beginning because that's where
Everything is settled. It's settled at the beginning. Okay, so you must have the beginning right before you go any place else. Because the Bible is not a one author book. There are many, many books in there. Who is to say that they all write the same thing? The four gospels don't agree with each other. They're only writing about Jesus, but how many of the things they don't write in harmony with each other, right? So what I'm trying to say to you here, we have a lot to be concerned about. If you think the Bible is perfect, when God is lying, his son is lying, a whole bunch of stuff, St. Paul is lying, a whole bunch of stuff in there where I don't hope into, where words are concerned, you're reading and believing a lot of things that are not true. So if we are talking and communicating with each other, we get time to exchange. You know what I mean? Because I've had time to exchange with people who come in here and they wind up, you know, cannot hold themselves together. You know what I mean? And they're not agreeing with me, but I pin them down on things that they have to agree to, though. But when it comes to what is final and what is must be acknowledged as the fact, they run, you know, and begin to act like all kind of kwaku, right? But I stand coherent. I stand coherent. Thinking like that, oh no. Your time is up. You should turn into my show. You should tune into my show Tuesday night. I'm not going to your show. You have peace and quiet at your show. If I come to your show, I that's not the show you want to have. You know? So she said, see you there. Good night. Now, you can come back and let us have some. I don't say I would not come to your show, but you'd have to you have to come here. You have to come here and we all communicate. Right? So spend some time with me under my roof and, you know, get acquainted with what I'm saying. Because if you're running all over the place with things that you have not clarified properly or certified properly, then I am a person who have already gone through the study of the Bible. But before I get through the Bible, I was only in the Bible from I was 7 years of age until I was about 62 or something like that. I started to go into history and to all other type of nonfiction reading. So I'm into world history now, and I'm not going to go someplace else and go make somebody place be something that is just confusion. I want conversation that produce some sanity, right, between us. I am for sanity. I am for civilization. That's what I am for. I learn about that in the prehistory source book, right? Our leading people that started our civilization are the Sumerian. And if we're going to talk, we better talk about the civilized things that are written for us, not for white people. And white people are the ones who put the Bible together. It's them. Without any question. Not unless you're not reading enough to find out. Our history that tells us about
the first week on the first day of the week. How did that come about? It is our creator, our Elohim. So if you know about Elohim, I don't think you know about Elohim. You know about Jesus. And Jesus never lived. You see? And they write a Bible and they don't make any distinction between the historical Jesus and the Jesus of today. So the historical Jesus, and I forget what they call this other Jesus, but the Jesus AD and Adamani, that Jesus, they don't make any distinction between the Jesus they're talking about, who they put on the cross. They just begin to be called Yeshua Jesus, you know that? Yeah. How can you make anything come out pure like that when you don't even know about your own African creation? But so are most of us. I was like that. So I ain't going to talk no different than I am talking right now. It's up to whether or not you can bring yourself to sort out what I am saying, if you have an interest. And you should, because I'm talking about in the beginning God created heaven and earth, and in the Garden of Eden. That's where I began for, you know, like more than half a century, about half a century or more, right? I know about those things. I know what the Bible has to say from start to finish, and I may not have read thoroughly all of the chapters, but for the New Testament, I feel certain I have read all of it, right? I feel certain I have not read all the books of the Old Testament. I have not, but I have read very, very significant portion of it. And that's the way I can tell you. Now, I was here, and I left off what I was talking to show my listeners where we have been dumped. And the only way to control people is to, like, affect their brain. And you don't have to give them disease to affect their brain. There are other ways that you can affect people's brain and turn them nuts. Right? Now, we're talking about we African, how we were created. What were we doing at the time when we, you know, how did we come to the Western Hemisphere from Africa? All right? That is something that we must discuss. And we are out here in the Western Hemisphere without getting any knowledge about that. That goes for me as well. Okay, so you can go there and on the fire about Jesus Christ, because of who you get it from? The white people. You get Jesus from white people. And none of it is true. And I don't expect you to think that, you know, I have anything right. But, you see the way I talk to you that way, because it's not because I don't have love or anything like that. But you might think that without Jesus, I don't have love. But without Jesus, I am free. When they said Jesus make you free, a lie that. You're in bondage. Because there's no truth in Jesus. Jesus, A.D. and Adamani, Jesus is not a B.C. product. And that's where you're gone as an African. No, you definitely are in the dark, what you call it, the you're going into the dark. Vortex, okay? Dark vortex. The dark vortex. That's where you're talking. I used to talk about scripture too. I was not a preacher, but there come a time when I get active, you know, talking about Christianity. All right? But an awakening in reading, right? And I have high school reading, and I have, and look, I got high school reading when I was about 30 years of age during my 27 to 30 years of age. I got high school reading. And when I was about 40 years of age, I did a paralegal course and graduate from that college. And therefore, I have legal experience and high school comprehension, reading comprehension. I'm not talking foolishness. So I am fit to talk to anybody with any academic education. And that's all I need to have a good conversation with anybody who have university or lower education. We cool. We can manage anything at all with that. Not going into any esoteric field where you know or me know. We're not doing that. We're talking about general living things. You know, like what the earth was like in the beginning and stuff like that. It's science, right? But the truth is there about that. Truth is there about that. And who tell us very much about the planet that we are on? It is one of about 12 different planets in the solar system, right? So it's good for us to know some of that as a foundation, right? And know, all right, what happened when dry land appeared? What are the first creatures, right? And we supposed to talk about that. Talking about any kind of creature that came about, right? So the chromosomes, is that what they call the chromosome? Or the first things that first thing that come up on the planet, microbes, right? The microbes. I think they're the chromosomes as well. Right. So the microbes. So we talk about that. They did not call that a species. But what is the first species? Monkeys. Primates. Okay? And what is the second species? Do you know? All right. We need to know some of that. Otherwise, nobody will talk about no Bible. Because Bible just get written the other day. So we want the history, world history. Bring world history to me. In the world history, you will see where these monkeys that turned some kind of a crossbreed human being, you will find their existence in the world history textbook. In the Glencoe world history textbook. You will find them in there. They don't identify themselves for you to know it's them, like say they are Europeans or something. They don't do that. They don't call themselves European. So there is a lot of things for us to know that we don't know once we grow up into Christianity. We grow up into Christianity from into slavery. We don't know nothing. And when they give us these things about Jesus, it appears like it is something that is made up to save us from out of our slavery sin. But that's not the truth. That's not the truth. They have us under their feet, these white people. And we need to get out from underneath there by knowing the civilized truth. They were never civilized till after the gods created us, human beings. That's how they get the blood of the gods in us and go about and interbreed using our blood. Until today, a lot of us think that it's okay to marry to white people. We don't know the truth. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm not interested to talk to any of us who are afraid to talk about the history of us. Me not going anywhere, go listen to nobody. Because me not trying to save any soul. But if somebody wants to be enlightened of the history itself that I know, I'm ready to talk about it with them. No joke about that. I spend any time talk to people who want, who people who realize that we need to know our history. You know, that's where I can be of some help because I've been through much of it. All right. So now let's go on to this portion where I wanted to tell you how far our brain is. A lot of us are still right here where I'm going to read. Just listen to it and see what you can get. And this is talking about, since these sodomite white people overtake us in the Western Hemisphere and come and take over America from us. Remember, they take over many other places before they came to America, right? They take over Italy and throw out our king and go to other places. And I think they go to Palestine before they come to America. Okay? If I am mistaken, I'm mistaken. But this is what happened. They came after us, after 100,000 years ago, when they mingle with us and get our blood. That's what happened. And they go away and go interbreed up and turn into a homosexual culture. That's who they are right now. And what they did, far as I read, that disease things were applied to us 100,000 years ago when they attack us. That's my discerning and how things went on throughout the rest of the years that went by. So now they are in America and they said they set up a Supreme Court. Now these hominid apes, transbreed people, they don't know not a letter but what they learn from the God civilization that is spread abroad by the people they created. Otherwise, no civilization was spread in the world by the gods to people, to like the white kind of a hybrids, not hybrids. I don't mean to say hybrid. Yeah, they are the species, the white species. Call them that then, right? Hominid white species, right? They came now and they have taken charge. They set up. They learn all these things, court things and stuff like that. You can see Zachariah Sitchin show you where kingship began. These guys don't have nothing to do with that. You see what I mean? So everything of kingship come from us, and they learn it from us, and then we couldn't handle it. We are the transatlantic slave trade. We couldn't deal with anything because our brain already been destroyed. Right? So few people, I imagine, were able to do certain things. But by the time we reach the Western Hemisphere, we hardly be any good to ourselves. And by the time we come to America, we don't know what we were doing. We don't know what we were doing. And that's my reading. And if you decide, say, you want to look into it, you should. But we are thinking of ourselves as somebody else. We are not the same people we were when we lived in Africa the first 100,000 years. When they take over America now and take over everything and begin to every form of societal moral and thing like that, good from, you know, these people take on everything about us. And we were not able to handle anything to, like, fend them off or something like that. So they begin to, like, make government, make a hospital, make road and everything that's civilized, they took it up. They learn it, okay? They learn artisan skills and everything. It went to them. And I can show you where they go to the highest level of learning from the God's school of learning for the hybrid people. These white people know that they are talking. They had access to our education. And that's what happened. Now, look how far we go now underneath them. In 1817, now, in 1857, the United States Supreme Court ruled that black people were property, and as such, they had no claim to freedom. That's far down, right? We're far down. We lose it. They were not free to even file a lawsuit in federal court for freedom from a white people, from the white people who owned them. So we are down like dogs. I mean, like from, you know, cats and other animals. We as human beings are no longer having the mentality of human being, because they who come from apes are able to tell us these things and running a court. So that's how their transformation brought them to such a level. And then they're able to steal our technology and everything like that. So here we are. Here we are. Being governed by law they make. And it is not, it's not in line. It's not hinged to the God's kingship law. They make up their own because they want a world of their faggot own. You see, now, I'm showing you where we are, from Africa to the Western Hemisphere, because we can't get none of Africa to help us when we are in trouble with them. And Africa has never once put themselves over here to help, to protect us. No. They leave us to these white people because they are the only one that can go into Africa and kill Gaddafi and something like that. Oh, my gosh. When I tell you that we are under their disease, and if you doubt it, I don't need to wrestle with you to doubt it, because I know I see it here loud and clear. He goes on, they were not free to even file a lawsuit in federal court for freedom from the white people who owned them. The decision was made in a case, Dred Scott versus Sanford. If you are not familiar with it, you can research it online. This was a decision made by the highest court, by the highest legal authority in the land. You hear that? because there was no other authority but kingship. And from the fact they moved kingship down and out in Rome, Italy, here they're in America now, they know that they can set up themselves and make up anything they want, because Africa is not coming to do nothing for anybody. Dred Scott, a slave who tried to buy his freedom from his white owner, Eileen Emerson, for $300, U.S. dollars, had to try to get his freedom through the courts. A human tried to buy his own freedom from another human for $300. And then he had to go to a court of law to seek that freedom. Does this sound ridiculous to you, my friend? Let me go to the next portion that we close to closing time. Europe uncivilized midstream Anansi. You ever hear about Anansi web? Mm-hmm. The Bible is a web. So Europe is totally uncivilized. It's not a joke. They're behaving like they're not uncivilized, but they are 100% uncivilized, because the very speech that they have, they did not invent it. They didn't get the ability to speak from their own blood. They have to get it from the Sapien who got speaking blood from the Elohim. This is the way I see the cookie crumble. And you can give me clarity if you have it, because I will take it after examination. Of course, I'm not going to twist no truth to make it true. It must just flow and comes right out, right? Because that is something that we can't mess up. We cannot mess up word as long as the right handler of the word is handling it. All right, so here we go. So I am telling you that Europe is uncivilized, right? And midstream Anansi Bible story. Okay? Total monkey-made civilization. That's what they have. That's what you get from Bible. Because they go to our history and extract out from our history. It's the reason why we are able to talk about civilized or uncivilized. The only reason for our uncivilized is white people, because they are the only uncivilized. Why we have to use the antonym for civilized. You see what I mean? Europe uncivilized, midstream and anti-Bible story, total monkey made civilization. Okay. Magazine follow. Donald Trump calls for the termination of all rules and articles in order to declare the rightful winner of 2020 election. Now, why should we Africans have to deal with these type of uncivilized things by white sodomites or hominids? Why are we have to be going to all of this with them when they think they have a government and the jurisdiction cannot be in America? Are you an idiot?
This is America. Long before they were talking up there in Europe or in Asia, they were not talking. They cannot have government jurisdiction. Name A.D. Anna Domini, they're getting out of, they get that out of their fucking asshole. It's not out of a civilized. It's not from a civilized foundation that the gods created and create human being to make use of it. Not them. Not these fucking assholes that dressing up like humans. Not them. Them. I mean, you know, I mean, if we ever understand, it's just that a lot of African people are still not in a, not in a learned reading ability to see the kind of idiocy we are believing. If you're a reader and you're still believing things, why are you reading? You will never know the truth of the world on which foundation of civilization rests. If you believe in what white people are talking, white people are not human beings because you don't know the past and where they are coming from. You want to equal them with human beings? You just don't do that. It won't happen. If you want to follow them, you can follow them, but it's not going to go in the same direction where the truth of human civilization come from. Because number one, 200,000 years ago, and our creator been here 445,000 years ago. And during that time, everything that consists civilization has been established because they brought civilization here. Everything that we are utilizing in every given way that is civilized come from the gods. All right. And so you don't hear us saying we don't want these democratic government anymore. You don't hear us saying that. That's what we're supposed to say. We're supposed to know who we are and how we come to be, and not these fucking batty white people, them. What do we have to learn from them? Don't you understand? If they wanted some place to go, they have a whole bunch of places out there where they have their own culture. Why they don't stay there? Do you ever understand that? Why they don't stay out there? Did they learn anything out there? No, because they're a culture of 3 to 4 million years. They never learned nothing civilized. Why are we here dealing with them? And how to kill ourselves for what they are telling us about monkey serpent in a Bible. Imagine. A story about a serpent is coming to us from white people. And we believe it. You mean to tell me that we cannot discover that we have not come from, we don't come from monkey. And I think some of us are guessing. Because white people telling us that we come from monkey. The reason why they're telling us we come from monkey is because they know they come from the monkey. And because their disease is still affecting our brain 100,000 years ago. That's what is going on. We don't know the truth. Otherwise, they wouldn't tell us that. Okay? But they see that we are down. Our brain is not working. And anytime one person come up and cutting it straight,
they won't be able to stand up to it, you see what I mean? You know, they could only like walk around you when you're dead, but if you know and you're alive, they can't stand it. They cannot stand it. We don't want no U.S. Roman Republic. We don't belong to Republic. You understand that? Our history don't put us under no Republic. We come from the Sumerian establishment of our academic foundation. We don't deal with white people, whole bunch of beastly, the monkey way. I mean, you see what they say about monkey? You ever, read anything about monkeys? Read about monkeys. What type of a creature monkeys are. Okay? They come from the monkey in the world. It's a textbook. That's where they come from. And they tell you about Jesus. Jesus don't exist. Neither begotten by a father. Nothing no go like that. No wise men don't follow the star. Okay? And you can't tell our Christian believing people that. Because that belief there is poisonous, just like the disease that they put inside of our system. We can't get rid of it. They're talking all these old bunch of foolishness that we have to sit down and listen to. And more than listen to, look to them to give us food. Yeah. That we do. And all them things where they talk about Trump is sucking. We don't see that this is something that we cannot stand anymore. No, you don't see us. We're ready to vote for which one of them. And so this is what Donald Trump is saying to them. And you mean to tell me if they had enough sense, they don't have no more sense than to dominate us, you know. And the sense that they're using to dominate us is just the flip side of what they give to us. You see? Because we get their disease. You see? And they mingle with our blood. So they are not seeing civilization the way they're supposed to see it. Because every chance them get, they kill us. You see what I mean? And they see us as targets. Okay, and that can get rid of us anytime they want. Yeah, that's their awareness of us. And until they find out that it's no longer so anymore, before they back off. Really, because words and representation of things, that's what does it. You see what I mean? Why you think they want certain people to testify? Because they don't want to come in there. I mean, some things go on that can show you how words are very important. They say if you come in there and you plead the fifth, you know you may get away with something, but in some cases you're not going to get away. If you plead the fifth, because the other things complicated, they might catch you into something that, you know, that don't stand. All right, so, but it goes to show you words are important. Words are important. If we know we have a government kingship and what they do to make us, our brain don't know it, then we would look to straighten up our, you know, clean up our mind and see what we can learn instead of praising Jesus. All right, let's see how much more Trump is saying. The embattled president took to social media with shocking claims that the alleged voter fraud meant the constitutional rules and regulations could be terminated. You hear him? Now, he knows something. He knows that they are brute beasts that don't have no government. He knows it. All right, there is more there to read, but, you know, I'm kind of tired now. And I hope you hear something that you are going to research and hold on. Don't hold on to me. You're not holding on to me. Certify yourself, okay? And I'm glad to be here time with you. You know, I am going to be here until I am no more here. But I'm going to tell you like it is. So I'm dead and gone. You remember Tim was doing his best to tell us. Go for it, my friend. Take good care. What we're going to do right now? Let's go back again with my friend here who plays, sing this tune. And this tune is good. Fool die for want of wisdom. Yeah? E-F. Yes. Let's go with it. I like this tune too.
Thank you. to build a better nation. Clean up, clean up Jah creation. Or there will be no future for you, you and me. The lips of the righteous but fools die for want of wisdom. The rich man's wealth is ill succeeding. Fixation of the soul is vanity. Destruction of poor people is poverty. The poor man's wealth is in a holy, holy place.
Nice, I call to mind.